The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation. Hello, everyone. If you're hearing this, it worked, I guess. So
we have transported through time and space.
It's just a To pull back the curtain a little bit, since the last thing we recorded, which of course isn't actually last week's episode, I moved, so we're now in a 1960s basement with totally different acoustics. I think it will be a lot better, but I don't actually know. So we're going to try and get a little bit. Hopefully, this episode will be a nice, what I want to say, testing point for audio and acoustics.
Bless you.
And,
thank you. Kazoon tight.
I think the mics will be good enough that they're not picking up any of the extra, what I want to say, AC vent stuff going on down here. Hopefully, it just makes for a better show. I'm sure my wife is very pleased to not hear us. But anyway...
Will this game ever be the same without Criminal Minds in the background?
The only time will tell. The biggest problem is we got to make sure that he at least comes down to say goodnight.
He's already in bed.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, they say.
They were having bedtime stories.
Yep. They were
20 minutes ago.
Definitely in bed. She's probably got him half asleep by now. Anyway, so this episode is going to be a little bit different. Hopefully this will help us tweak the acoustics because this is going to be one of our major recording spaces. I think it's going to be awesome. This also gets a chance to work Lucas back into the story.
Boom. Yeah, I think last session was phenomenal.
It was so great. If only I could remember
something.
A certain level of annoyance. That's what it was missing.
Right.
Well, now you and I are on the same side of the table again.
I'm dying in a corner right now.
You're surprised when Cecil just shows up.
You missed, you idiot.
I wasn't paying attention.
And wonder what kind off. Of a deal he made with to get that new leg.
No.
It's a little itchy.
I will kick it out from underneath of you as you're walking on the pier.
No. It grew itself.
This isn't Jeff in whatever that version of Delta Green was, where he was irradiated and dying, but looked just fine.
So, new acoustics, new stuff, and we're just going to try and work our way back into it. Obviously, I'm totally super prepared as a podcasting professional.
consummate professional.
Consummate professionalism. Jazz, I believe that you said it is Monday the 9th?
It is. It is also the full moon tonight. For anyone who's wondering.
I am going to roll us back to the point where Inspector Barrington and, as far as I know, Miss Sybil Ripley Robertson is...
Good job! Keeper, you remembered!
I'm pretty sure we all went to the bank to make sure she didn't do anything too stupid.
Yes.
Right. No, they specifically were having a conversation while looking over the bizarre and strange artifacts.
That are kept in the lockbox in the Bank of London.
So we will start there, unless there's anything in case over the last month since we played, there's anything that you want to pick up on. I believe the last thing was Chief Inspector Barrington telling you to look out for a particular individual, and after that, you're planning to part ways, unless we want to retcon any of that.
Any other questions you wanted to ask, or anything like that?
Is there anyone else we should keep an eye out for while we're going in and around London? You've already told us about Ms. Javik.
She was the only one that I was interested in so far, and not even necessarily as a suspect, just someone I wanted to get more information from.
Is there any particular reason we should or should not mention your name if we speak to Ms. Shafiq? Have you already spoken to her and interviewed her and we shouldn't keep you put your name in it, or...
No, I've already spoken to her.
Right.
I thought it was only the two of you guys in the actual lockbox room.
Was it?
I don't remember.
We'll assume that you all are a part of this, if there's anything else. Just
the
general...
editor is nodding.
Just general conversation amongst yourselves. Anything else you want to cover?
What do we have to do to get you to be nice?
I understand it's beyond protocol and a little untoward for us to invite you to dinner, but where I come from, hospitality is a major part of getting to know somebody, and...
Yes, I don't think that'd be appropriate. To get me to be nice, follow the law.
I don't believe we've broken it in this country yet.
You... You haven't, and that's why I haven't hauled you in.
Oh. Good enough.
Schroeder, roll lie?
I'm not lying. I haven't broken the law.
Yes, you have.
How?
Where are your guns?
No.
On their way to France?
Yes. But he doesn't know that. And I'm not lying because I didn't realize that I was breaking the law.
Yeah, in fairness, we didn't realize that that was the case. I'm pretty sure.
This has been established in previous episodes, and your opinion doesn't count in this matter. So,
no, both Schroeder and I were both under the same impression that the guns were being held for us to transport to the next location. That's what I understood.
Yep. Which,
once we designated where we were going,
what the keeper said, but we'll go with it.
Oh, no, I'm not going with it at all. They're absolutely breaking the law.
Cool. But they don't know it.
The guns are in their possession. If anyone were to search their rooms and find said guns...
But the key part in this is that our characters don't know that we're breaking the law.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Mine doesn't.
There was a whole legal discussion.
Just because Schroeder's dumb. That doesn't mean...
Does that mean just because Jazz is smart doesn't mean Sybil is smart?
That is also yes.
I think we have established that. That's
that
pretty
is perfectly plausible. Yes.
So how do we get you to be nicer other than not breaking the law?
That's about it. I mean,
so you're just like a dick normally, or
he's British, my dear.
Just because Jeff is a dick normally.
Well, that was out of game. That wasn't actually in.
Actually, you've been around him long enough. What's the I gotta remember.
I was like, I literally offered up myself as like tribute to work on his behalf, and he was like, "No, you're a horrible individual."
Sure,
he didn't know me. Yeah, yeah. I literally was like, "Let us help you. I will do things. Just tell me what you need done."
Because
he
said no because you guys started off saying we're working for a paper,
right? We didn't. We just mentioned the paper.
You mentioned that you were working for the paper.
No, we didn't.
No. We were working...
We didn't mention it. It was said, it was implied when we went to the paper, which you were a part of, but we never actually said we were working for the paper.
That is correct.
I am pretty sure we...
Clarified that.
You mentioned directly that you were there on behalf of the paper, and I made you clarify whether you were there...
As journalists or
working
not.
For the paper.
But we said just trying to follow up on the trail of Jackson Elias and understand his murder. We didn't say we were actually working for the paper.
If we did and implied it, that was unintentional, and we have since cleared that up in character.
The three of you who aren't Jeff, make die rolls.
Man,
I
didn't warm up any of my dice. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, odd 7. I'm glad I didn't.
Odd 6.
I got my fancy Gen Con dice in the container that I can't open.
Let's be men about this.
54.
Owen and Eustace, you can both tick psychology if it's not ticked already.
I don't get to tick psychology.
You do not get to tick psychology.
Can I borrow your pencil? Jeff, do you have more pencils?
You said you didn't need a pencil because you don't take notes.
No. That, yes. No, you're already misconstruing what was being said.
But now it's...
No, so I said I don't need a pencil unless you want me to take notes like you.
Authoritatively. What you're getting from Chief Inspector Barrington is that Chief Inspector Barrington probably puts on the same shoe the same way that he has for the last 30 years. Inspector Barrington is prim, proper, above board, by the book. This is a man who probably eats the same toad in the hole every Thursday at the pub that he's eaten it for 20 years. He is order. He is, that's his version of the law. That's his version of understanding the universe. Okay. So it to involve a case obviously just bothers him and baffles him. To have something that he can't solve, to have something that he's so invested in. But more importantly, what you're getting is that you three are outsiders to this. For him even to show you the littlest bit of confidence, for him to say something like, especially because I think one of you got one of you got a hard pass, I think.
We both?
Well, did you both get hard passes? I know, I think you did. I did. Sure.
Yeah,
okay, you both did. You both realized that, like, for him even to give you a hint of someone to talk to is so far outside of his stuffy exterior and his whole attitude and mentality that is him trusting you to a level that he probably wouldn't to anyone else. You get the sense he doesn't talk to his coworkers about this case the way he has with you.
Well, you also get with the psychology that he told you last time that the investigation's been going on for years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
There's no solid leads. There's no nothing. And the fact that you came to him talking about being there from the paper, he's not going to give any paper reason to pounce on him as one of the reasons
it's not why this is not done yet.
Yeah. Just keep that in mind. You've definitely, if Barrington is giving you that information, he clearly is trusting you on a level. It may not seem apparent, but that's totally his attitude. That's his thing. So there is some trust involved here. Although you absolutely would understand if you start brandishing firearms, if you start doing any of that, Barrington will absolutely throw you.
I wish I had a sword game.
You might want to go buy one.
Oh, no, I'd be useless with it.
I know. So is everyone.
All right, Butch.
I just said so's everyone.
No, you wouldn't be. Fighting brawls was used for the sword cane, wasn't it?
Weapons.
It's a weapon slot. Weapon?
Oh, yeah. Okay, my bad. I thought you just could, like, strength it.
Yeah. I'd have to punch people.
Gotcha. Any other discussion to have?
I know none of this psychology role, so I probably shouldn't be the next one to speak.
But you're going to anyway. Go ahead.
I'm trying to turn over a new leaf, Schroeder.
I did too, but you brought me back. It's your fault. No, I mean, I think that Eustace would, with that knowledge, know that we're going to have to prove ourselves as something that's worth more than just words at this point to actually, like, in helping him progress the investigation. Like, maybe, I think Eustace would ask you would ask how within understanding, like, the bureaucracy of everything, like, how do we go about investigating this in a within the lines context that you would be okay with, so that way we're not
okay. First of all, from that role, you get that you already have done something
to earn that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's given you a lead. He's given you someplace that they've already been, and they've gotten everything that they can from it. And he's hoping that maybe you guys can find a way to get something more.
Okay.
What do you want to bet in the first 30 minutes that we're in this club or talking to this woman, we're going to botch everything and screw up the lead? Welcome to Call of Cthulhu!
And that's where Locus shows up.
Locus?
No, Lucas shows up.
Because it sounded like Locus.
Okay.
Anything else for Chief Inspector Barrington?
Clean your ears.
It sounds as though he is not accompanying you to dinner.
No, he already said no.
Yeah.
I think we would,
which I think is appropriate. Yeah.
Stay in touch.
So where do the three investigators go? It is roughly dinner time, give or take.
Do you guys want to go to the Blue Pyramid Club for dinner?
Will they let us in?
I don't know.
Seems like the sort of place that two Americans and a Scot would not necessarily be the most welcome.
I don't do very well with places across the street from places, so.
It's not exclusive. It is frequented by
yes.
resident and visiting Egyptians. But it is not exclusive, I do not believe. At least not from my notes.
I particularly got the vibe of Egyptian businessmen.
Credit ratings?
You want to roll?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody, the other two of you at with a penalty die, you can roll it straight.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I rolled a six again.
Nice.
I rolled an 82 on my first roll, so I'm not rolling.
Which is an extreme.
I rolled a 45. Okay. So
you
no.
would know, it just having been a little bit more upper crust than maybe your other two compatriots, no offense to the upper crust elites of the South, but we're talking about a little bit different in terms of London.
There's no offense taken.
I get it. Having at least a hint of British culture and everything else, if this is a club, it is probably expected that there is membership. There are probably social implications, particularly because it's Soho. There are probably dress codes. I don't know what you're all wearing right now, but you get the sense that, like, when James Bond walks in, you know, to play Baccarat, you don't know that it's that kind of place, but you get the sense that it might be.
Okay.
You may need an invitation. You may need someone to vouch for you. You could always try walking up, but obviously the police stepping in and asking questions are not going to have to jump some of those hurdles. You may have to as citizens.
Well, yeah, but Barrington's been investigating this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He would know what.
Sure, but they didn't think to ask you.
Okay.
Well, I figured if it was going to be something that exclusive, then he would have probably just, you know, would have been common sense to bring that to our attention, but.
It is not that. He did not bring up anything in terms of that. And he is correct in saying it is frequented by expats, businessmen, bohemian types, but it is not strictly a gender-specific club or a nationality-specific club or anything else. But just having already dealt with the British Museum and everything else, you knew that there was a reader's pass, there was a price to pay, et cetera, et cetera. So you would expect that in Soho. Also, since it was it was a hard pass, right?
Yeah, extreme.
Extreme? They may not even be open for business yet at 3 or 4. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be booming. If it's a club, it's not going to be booming until probably after dinner. And I don't mean club, but you know.
No. Yeah.
It's a social club.
Yes.
Correct.
In Wisconsin, we might call those dinner clubs or supper clubs, of which there are still.
I wonder if there's anyone local who might help get us access to said club.
And just because I have to, shout out to Ben. I'm not cussing you out this time.
That is true. I do not know Ben, but you frequently cuss at him.
He mentioned it at Gen Con.
So, what would you like to do?
Well, what other leads do we have currently? Besides stuff that almost feels like MacGuffins.
The whole game is a MacGuffin.
Is it Mr. Miles Shipley, the painter, who Elias also investigated as part of his articles at The Scoop?
Right, he did the grotesque.
Yeah.
The Scoop!
And then we have the professor, but he's maybe not be in town for a few more days. We don't know.
And then we have George Osgood and potential werewolves.
Right, which is like way out of town.
Yeah.
Also, it's tonight. Otherwise, we have to wait another 4 weeks.
All very true things. Like I said, you wouldn't know about the Blue Pyramid without either asking, calling, or doing something. I just didn't want you to rush over there to find an empty building. You have enough socialite intelligence to know that.
Do you share that with us?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we're staying at the Waldorf. We might as well go back and talk to the concierge, see if they can get us a visitor's pass or an invitation. Perhaps even a reservation.
At the very least, an understanding of what it takes to get in.
He's becoming my very good friend. I wish I could remember what his name was.
That's probably a good idea.
Dinner at the hotel.
To the Waldorf, then?
To the Waldorf.
For an early tea time?
What are you talking about? It's 4 p.m. Tea is at 2 or 3. We've already passed tea time.
Depends on your use of tea. Tea is dinner.
Well, we've already had Irish coffees.
Right,
tea is not dinner. What are you talking about?
Tea time is dinner.
No!
Google it. You have afternoon tea. Tea time is dinner.
Oh. I was misunderstanding. I'm sorry. Maybe I should have more whiskey.
Tea time.
We should all have more whiskey.
I thought that was just when you went and got your clubs. And
tea time is 3 to 5.
Thank you.
Right.
Not dinner.
That's
Americans
dinner.
Eat dinner late.
You return to the hotel, straight to the concierge desk.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. How may I assist you?
We're interested in possibly visiting the Blue Pyramid Club and just kind of wondering...
Excuse me. Mr. Young, yes? You checked in a few days ago?
Correct.
There's a telegram for you.
Excellent.
And he hands one over. Would have been a telegram. No, probably actually a note. Probably not in a telegram. Something that someone would have taken a message of or some such thing. It was Professor Graham, I believe.
Right.
There is a note saying, Professor Graham, just essentially, you missed a call while you were out today. Professor Graham can be reached at X number.
Okay.
Here, sir, this was taken for you while you were out.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. My apologies for interrupting. You were asking about the Blue Pyramid Club. It is in Soho, I believe.
Yes. We were wondering if you had any information on how... we could
How do we make
attend?
A reservation?
Let's see if there are stats for concierges. Because there are stats for strange things. Hey, Jeff, make me a die roll. No, he doesn't have any dice. Lucas, make me a die roll. Somebody make me a die roll.
4.
Okay, I need it to be with a tens place, if you don't mind.
You said a die.
You did say a.
84.
Okay.
No, he said make a roll.
No, you said make a die roll.
Oh, okay.
Make a D100 roll, you
Thank
dick
you.
Bag.
So you get some roll again?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not...
Yeah, please.
I'm not super familiar with the Blue Pyramid Club. I'd be more than happy to... if you'd like me to give them a ring, or if you need directions or a cab, I could definitely hail a hansom for you.
Oh, no. Well, we definitely know how to get there. We just were wondering what is required to attend.
Ah, yes. Well, as I'm sure you may or may not know, Soho is one of the premier night spots in London. It is usually expected to have evening attire, and most of the clubs do require some sort of official membership, although many of them will allow sort of a pass for the evening or a small contribution to their funds, the upkeep, so on and so forth. It is entirely possible the Blue Pyramid Club has something of that nature, if you are interested.
Would you be able to inquire on our behalf and ring up to our room when we find out, even if it's not tonight?
Oh, yes, of course. I will see what I can find out, ma'am.
That would be delightful.
Of course. Anything that we can do to assist here at the Waldorf.
Do we have any more specific information about Professor Graham?
Professor Graham was in Jackson Elias's black book. That's all you really know.
Okay.
Yep. Ah!
He was a name.
Well, I was trying to... Yeah, okay, at least that's a connection.
We're looking for a specific artist, a painter, Miles Shipley. Does he have any exhibitions coming up?
Jeff, make me a D100 roll, you dickbag.
I can't, I just lost my tens place.
What'd you roll, Jeff?
8.
What's the tens place you rolled, Lucas?
40.
I'm sorry, miss, it's not something that I am directly familiar with. Is this a London artist? Is this someone touring that you're interested in seeing? I'm not familiar with this particular artist's work.
He's out of Chelsea.
Oh, of course. And he starts asking a few folks. Yes, I I can inquire on your behalf, of course. There may be a few others here who are more familiar with the art scene than I am, but apparently... Oh,
that's quite all right. I seem to have his address anyway.
The other players here are not doing very well at my die rolls. I apologize.
I was going to say concierge.
We totally have his address.
Yeah.
I forgot that note went with that.
I just figured you were trying to get some...
Neither one of these two things are common enough knowledge for the concierge to know more than maybe in passing.
Hey, would the concierge know what top 10 spots we should hit other than the British Museum?
Oh, yeah, no. He'll ramble on about all things. The
London
Tower.
There are things that we... Oh, dear. I don't want us to go to the London Tower.
He talks about, of course, about Buckingham Palace.
During the daytime's fine.
The theater scene.
Have you seen the ghosts?
We had a long, extensive conversation last session about the gigantic, art fair thing that's going on right now.
Right. Art fair. We should go to that.
I forget what it's called. You're going to make me look for it. It's in box in here.
I thought we went.
The London Art Fair.
No.
I thought we went to. I think
Penrod.
It's like a world's fair.
Penrod's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
Ah, yes. The British Empire Exhibition.
Yes, that's what it is.
With the Canadian butter statue.
Correct.
You've read this pullout.
I did. Essentially, it is a giant exhibition of all things formal. Like, it's a giant circle jerk of colonialism right before the death of the British Empire is kind of what it is.
It's like, hey, India's in that corner. Hey, Canada's in that corner. Hey, and then just keeps going.
And this, not that it applies entirely in this game, but it is a spectacle that's supposed to take like a year. It's going to be around for a while. It's been going on for a little while. There's no like major dates. Like it didn't start yesterday or anything. But you happen to be in London at a time when it's going on, and it has a lot of cool shit to look at.
Cool.
So he would recommend that.
Cool. So we could go to that, and we could go visit the artist. Actually, we could go visit the artist tonight. Let's show up to his house for after dinner tea. Schroeder looks so done. You're not quite to punch Jasmine in the face level, but we're getting there.
I'm too sober for Jasmine level. That's what it is.
I'm sober.
I'm going to try to give Professor Graham a ring.
It's still early enough. You hear a couple of rings, and it's probably the college. So London University, I think it was, something like that. London University College.
Yeah. University of London.
You hear hello, University of London. How may I direct your call?
Professor Graham, archaeology?
Yes, he's in his office. Please give me one moment while I ring you through. And then the phone rings.
Reginald Graham.
I totally called this 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Should have been very obvious when the keeper said last session, well, he's going to be gone for 2 to 4 days, maybe a week. I'm not really sure what you guys are going to do, so he's going to be gone for an appropriate amount of time.
Now I can pull out my sheet.
Good evening, Professor Graham. My name is Owen Young. Here, I don't want to phrase that. I'm a good friend. I'm a good friend of Jackson Elias, we came here to. Talk to you.
Elias. Never met the man.
Lucas, give me an idea, bro.
We came here to chase a cult that killed our friend
and find a new party member.
Nope.
Okay.
No, I believe I was supposed to meet him. He never showed.
Ah. Well, no, that's not why he didn't show.
Idea roll for Troy.
Pass.
Ask him the date.
What date?
Ask him when he was supposed to meet him.
When was he supposed to meet you?
I was hoping to have that already looked
up, Lucas.
There's
not information my keeper gave me.
It sort of was. I just didn't give you the exact date.
Just simply said we were supposed to meet. Figured you know. You were such good mates and all.
I believe, Lucas, it was the 19th of December, roughly.
Okay.
What date was
December
the telegram
19th,
he sent
I believe.
Us?
Of this past year?
Yeah, so he would have supposed to have met him like
remember
2 months ago.
It was like...
And you passed your idea roll, Lucas, or Schroeder can start looking for it, but that would have roughly been the time that he sent you a telegram saying...
Yeah. Meet me.
Meet me.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the same day that he was like a day or two difference from when he was on the ship. Sorry.
No, well, it's just, it, I think...
It was January 3rd was really? The original telegram.
Okay.
But he was already on the boat by that point.
Right, yeah, we're talking that, about a span of
that thing came from a royal ship, right?
So correct.
It, he was already probably, on the ship.
Probably would have been on the boat.
The third.
Obviously. I was thinking that he was more like something happened and he needed to leave. And that's why he missed it. But there's a 2-week time frame between the two.
There's a little bit, and this also has to do a little bit with the there's a little bit of playing of the dates. You could all very obviously get that this was scheduled for, the meeting was scheduled for a time when he would have probably been in London, but he took off to meet in New York.
Yeah.
Because it's showing me that he would have sent that telegram like
48 hours difference, maybe?
No, to me, it says he books, because we were talking about what, it takes 10 days or something like that?
Yeah.
It's showing some slightly different dates in that particular timeline that I looked at. Not a big deal, but you can get the idea. It would have been short. It shows me he left London the 17th of December.
Yeah. So in my head, when you said that, it made me think that he was almost fleeing London to New York and getting us involved in something.
Right. I don't think that that's not a poor supposition. Sorry, please continue your phone call.
Yeah, he may have originally been called away to come back to America. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us.
According to my notes, he got on the boat December 16th, and he arrived January 14th.
Which is weird, because that boat should not have taken a month.
Nope. But that is what I have written down.
Well, it...
It can take longer.
Could that just be a typo?
I can say, wouldn't it take longer one way than the other? Currents and all?
I mean,
we also made extremely fast time.
Yeah, I think we did.
But you did, but
couldn't that just be a typo between HPLS and the book?
No, yeah, it's a couple different things. So,
either way,
USA to New York is 4 to 9 days. England to USA is 4 to 9 days. So, there's a discrepancy of about 2 weeks. I will say that it is as you assume. It may not be exactly as the dates line up.
Sure.
You're surprised to hear about his passing.
That's quite a blow.
Yes, and it's partially what brings us here to London. We're some colleagues and I are trying to track down exactly what happened and who was responsible.
That better left up to the police.
Yes, and we're working somewhat in conjunction with an inspector already.
Didn't take you long to lean on that.
I see.
But yours was a name that we got with that in connection with him, so we were just kind of hoping to maybe see why he had your name and what we could get. Some help, I guess. I don't know, with our investigation.
Well, since I didn't quite meet with the man, I can't quite tell you what he wanted, but perhaps he was simply more interested in my studies.
That's very likely. You are a professor of archaeology, and it's a field close to myself as well, so would there be an opportunity to meet here in the next, you know, day or so?
Yeah. You fancy a drink, mate?
I'm always up for a little imbibing.
Figure a Scotsman as yourself. Why don't we meet at a pub? I give him a name of a local pub, whatever the fuck it is.
How about we meet at whatever the fuck it is?
not necessarily familiar with that one.
We go to Winchester.
Whadeva. Whatever.
Whatever.
It definitely... Oh, man. Like, as soon as you said that, I just thought Conor McGregor. like this is, he's like, he's got his own alcohol now. He's definitely going to create his own pub, bar, location.
Whatever
he's
the just going to
call it whatever
the
fuck.
Oh my God. The Irish accent. So much fun. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this much. It's not just the fact that I'm an archaeologist, mate. He's more interested in Egyptology.
Yep. That probably tracks.
We can get all four of you in a room. That's not a problem. You meet up at a local establishment.
Whatever the fuck it is. It's
whatever.
Canon.
You meet at the whatever pub. The whatever bar and grill. Is there anything else? While you're at your hotel rooms, is there anything that the three of you want to do before you meet him at the pub? You're going to meet in 20 minutes. It's going to take you 5 minutes to get there. Okay. So the four of you now can discuss amongst yourselves. In the whatever pub. Fish and chips, special today. Pint of bitter.
I have a pint.
The very loud squawking barmaid.
The Yanks, what you want?
I'll have the fish and chips, please.
Righto.
I would look to see if there was any whiskey or bourbon.
I'm sure they have spirits of different kinds.
Then I'll find something dark.
Yep.
Like your soul.
Better than my chest.
Snap.
If you want something the color of Mr. Young's chest.
That's called motor oil.
What can I do you for?
As you said that your specific field of Egyptology, part of Elias's journeys took him through Egypt as well and into deeper into Africa. So I think that there's some. He was probably after some information from you, probably specifically concerning some cults, which was his kind of specialty.
Was there anything specific in the conversation planning the meet that you guys had were going to talk about?
Sadly, no. I said I didn't quite get a chance to talk to the man. Went through the secretary, told me what he was quite interested in, and that was about it.
So it was just the bland Egyptology? That was it?
Said he heard that's what I was into, what I studied, wanted to meet.
Yeah, I mean, it was very basic. Lucas, make me an occult roll.
I hope you have some of that.
I have some of that. I don't have that much of that.
20? Spend luck?
Actually, I can.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 28 out of 20.
Oh, okay.
You still won't have the lowest luck, I can guarantee you that.
No, I won't at all. I'll spend 8 luck. Why not? Can I have a thing?
I love that Lucas doesn't understand math.
28 out of 20?
No. 8 is a lot.
My luck is really high.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely. I'll take it.
Not anymore.
By really high, is it above 70?
45. Well, not anymore.
Okay. Mine is... Mine is 27, so...
I gotta walk away for a second on that one. Jeez.
Almost 8 away.
He's just not worried about making party luck rolls. He's like, fuck it.
Jeff, make me a die
exactly.
roll, please.
Exactly.
Jesus.
He still has almost double my luck.
56.
Okay.
I've spent 11 luck, and I'm still higher than your max.
I'm aware.
No, I'm talking about Lucas.
Also that...
Right. So you did spend it?
Yes.
You are actually familiar with Jackson Elias.
Okay.
You know his works. You guys don't need to cover that here. Meeting Jackson would have been kind of exciting to you because he's a bit eccentric. You're not an expert in occultish cult stuff. So you were very intrigued to see what he had to say, but you have no clue what the meeting would have been about.
Right.
Are you familiar with the Carlisle expedition from a few years ago?
Idea roll. With a bonus die.
Ooh.
How old are you?
42.
Yeah, bonus die.
50, whatever.
Pass.
Yes, no. You know everything that you already know publicly.
Okay.
Came in, Penyu Foundation, whole nine yards, something horrible happened, blah, blah, blah.
We had a blah, blah, blah tragedy. Jeez.
Yada, yada, yada.
They're not dead.
It's not still a tragedy. Yet.
So yeah,
a tragedy if somebody
now?
Doesn't die.
It's a like, tragic incident
it's just a
that ended up being...
Romeo and Juliet, a tragedy. They get married in the end and have 3 kids. That's not a tragedy.
Isn't it?
Oh.
Shit. Depends on who you're talking to.
Lucas on the no kids train.
Can I have my pencil back now?
Oh, sorry.
I have to take notes.
Give me my pencil back. You're making it dirty with your soul.
No, it's just, it's...
Or lack thereof.
Good thing it doesn't... Does anyone at this table have a soul? I'm half ginger.
Well, if anybody doesn't.
I sold mine to various demons long ago.
That's how you got your fez, right?
Oh, man, I really want to do that Order of the Red Fez shit. Anyway, sorry, please continue. I've derailed it enough for
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know of his passing, obviously, but you are aware of his works, but you would have no idea, per se, why he would be interested in your stuff. Right. You are more or less a cult with your 20 is more of a dalliance and...
Absolutely, no. I'm an anthropologist. Like, that's right. What I know.
You see it more as an aspect of... An inevitable aspect of a society, not a driving force like Elias might have seen.
Have you heard of this Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh?
So, legend, isn't it?
That's what they tell us. But we've reason to assume otherwise. Ooh, he consults his notes.
I do have a note on that. No, that's it. It's a legend.
That's the note.
I mean, it's a longer paragraph.
Do you have any more information about the legend? That's all we got essentially out of Pinhu as well, that there's a boogeyman, but...
It's quite all it is, man. Scary stories to scare children.
Right. But what are those stories?
I've heard something about notes. A milkman.
Thank you for embellishing the plot, Lucas.
No, I don't. I literally have nothing. I wasn't given that much detail. I am told that it is a legend to scare children.
It is.
It's a boogeyman. It's exactly what it is.
For the three of you that aren't the professor, roll me psychology with a bonus die.
Nope.
Did you roll?
I'm gonna need to borrow somebody's a die. Just a 10. Thank you. Hell no.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, did any of us start with psychology at all?
I have a 27 and I rolled a 51 and a 91. What do you want?
Yeah.
Please continue. You get the sense that Professor Graham is being absolutely honest with you. I mean, you...
So, Professor Graham, what are your specific areas of expertise? Obviously, Egyptology, but anything in particular that you focused on?
Mostly culture. Just...
International cheeses.
Hot damn, if that's a degree, I want it.
Learning how the people lived back then.
Have you been to Egypt lately?
Not quite. 2-3 years, perhaps.
Would you like to go with us?
It's would on you our like itinerary. To see it again sometime soon?
It's a beautiful place.
Seeing it for a second time now, you notice the professor's eyes light up in terms of returning to Egypt. You also realize that his eyes lit up a little bit when you were talking about the Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh. Obviously, it's something I'm visualizing that you can't all see. But the thought of the Black Pharaoh, while he admits it is a legend, it is something he would necessarily be intrigued by.
No, but besides just the fact that he knows that it is a legend, we don't have any information on what those legends are?
Not really.
We were told about a milkmaid or a wet nurse who is a boogeyman, the Black Annis or Black Agnes.
Is that something that would be in fables book?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Book of fables.
Would you know? I mean, obviously, you've heard of this legend. Would you know where we could maybe get a copy of the story?
I hear we have quite a big library here in Britain.
Have we been back to the library since we've talked about the Black Pharaoh?
No.
It's a possibility I may have something on my own shelves.
We went from Pinhu to talk to Barrington.
Okay.
There's a possibility I may have something on my own shelf.
What keeper would? Would he have something on his own shelves?
The keeper intended to actually read some of this when he wasn't moving his home. I mean, Lucas, you would be able to fill them in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out exactly what you could fill them in about. He could define the legends more so than Gavigan. And I assume it's something your character would find somewhat intriguing.
Sure.
Have you ever been to the Blue Pyramid Club?
Credit rating? I would also take...
Credit rating's only a 20, so probably not.
It's better than mine.
I mean...
I'm going to roll it?
Luck roll, then.
My luck's low now.
It's almost double mine.
No.
No, you haven't. You haven't? Maybe because of your credit rating.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd quite fit in.
Don't know the legends, can't get us in the place. You're just as useless as Tarkington.
Well, I may be part of the Pinhu Foundation, my friend, but I may not be that high up on the echelon.
Part of the Pinhu Foundation?
Yes.
Did you know Sir Pinhu?
Aubrey? Nah, not quite.
Well, but Gavigan, what's your opinion of the man?
What's your opinion of the man?
Not much.
Seems fair. He's a bit stuck up.
He has nice nail beds.
Has what?
Nail beds. Nice nail beds. I wrote down he has manicured nails.
You said you had an investigator you were working with.
Have you heard about these Egyptian and murders happening on the Thames? These bodies showing up?
Most people around here know about that, I think.
Just depends on how much you read the papers.
That's what we're investigating.
They're supposedly tied with our boogeyman.
And that... drags you all the way to Egypt, then?
No, Jackson Elias does that.
Ah.
The Carlisle Expedition.
Ah, yes, the Carlisles.
Yes, which we've already mentioned in this conversation at least once.
He was, should we say, following some leads around the world.
Was he also following the Carlisles, then?
Correct, yeah. He was kind of following in their footsteps, as we are doing. So that's likely our next destination, but we're not exactly sure where we're going for specifically.
We feel as though we haven't tied up all the loose ends just yet in London.
What sort of loose ends do you have? Perhaps I can help.
Well, that's what we're asking about the Blue Pyramid Club.
Do you know a Miss Shafiq, Ms?
Don't believe so, no.
Well, that was another of our loose ends.
Who is she supposed to be?
Someone we should keep our eye on. That's all.
Well, that's a local Soho celeb, supposedly.
I see. And she's involved in these murders, then? Is that what you're inquiring?
No.
Not necessarily involved.
I see.
About Miles. What about, who else we have? Miles Shipley and George Osgood?
Lucas, as part of Professor Graham's explanation, you sort of get the sense, like, the boogeyman, the tales, but you get a lot from Professor Graham in some of the stories more as sorceress, a little more... totalitarian, you know, dominating leader, magic, etc. Those symbols come up over and over again. Concepts like inverted ankhs and bastardizations of power, stuff like that. Those are the types of symbolism and ideology and concepts that Professor Graham could fill you in on.
Yeah, every time he comes up with some new symbol, we're like, oh, it's on the thing. Actually, there's only like,
what?
Two.
A coincidence.
Yeah.
It's almost like there are themes in the book, and there appear to be some characters that may or may not belong in Shanghai.
Yes, audience, I am still waiting for them to say the thing. Please continue. Someday you'll say the thing.
Well, we don't really have a connection yet to masks and him. We have masks. And we haven't mentioned him.
His name hasn't come up at all, right?
Nope.
Not that name.
Not that name. Yeah. No. But
Cody's waiting for it. It'll be a great moment when it does.
Is that just the piece that you're talking about that, yeah, you know? Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
So you could fill him in on that much. You could probably find some textual bits, but again, I think the thing that academically that you need to get across is that there is no hard evidence.
Right.
To discover hard evidence of either the Black Pharaoh or some group that is some, even if it's some sort of like ascetic cult, like that would be huge, because otherwise this is
I'm not looking for facts. I'm literally asking about the legends.
Right.
Because
no, that's,
within the legends could be clues to the
grains of truth.
Exactly. Right. So that's what I'm just trying to get some idea.
The major overarching themes are the ones that I just described.
Okay.
But the thing is that Professor Graham would even tell you that some of those things are considered hogwash by leading Egyptologists. There isn't physical evidence.
But to find physical evidence would be like an astounding thing.
Well, sure.
What the hell is the symbol at the bottom?
We haven't come across that one yet.
Well, what is it?
It's the next call.
We'll figure it out.
There's three of them on there. I don't know. The one at the very bottom in
the
red.
The Weezer sign with the screen.
The Weezer sign.
There's one down at the very bottom in red that you can barely see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in red?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I only just noticed it.
I think that might actually be the artist's signature.
Yeah, you might be correct. I think you're actually right.
Yep.
Well, and it might be one of these other ones, because there's up in red on the top is the...
I don't know.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah. Mark. That's what it's on. Yeah.
A continued analysis of the keeper screen.
This has all the answers.
Shout out to Chaosium. This is a very, very pretty keeper screen.
It is.
I'm almost more concerned with like the... I don't know if it's necessarily kanji or it looks sort of like it.
I have legitimately thought... I've talked to...
It's not kanji.
I've legitimately thought about getting a tattoo of this image with these symbols around it. I think that'd be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel's guy who does all his Cthulhu tattoos does some badass work.
I would also hype Mike Schultz, who did mine.
So, anyway, it's a thought.
Any information that you've not dumped on us yet? Anything that's interesting to you?
Be happy to go back to Egypt, man.
You seemed like you were excited to talk to Elias. Anything in particular you wanted to talk to him about?
Well, his studies are quite interesting, aren't they?
Jesus.
You knew the man. What'd you say?
Jesus. Not to be
not only known
Jesus?
Him, we went on adventures with him. The question is, what is it that you're looking for in talking with him?
I don't know. He's got quite interesting stories, doesn't he? I'm sure you've read his books.
Speaking of books, Lived do you have books? Any books that you've published, Professor?
Nothing published, no.
Do you have any unwritten papers that we might be able to take a look at to get a better idea of what kinds of things you've studied?
Perhaps.
Great.
You're nothing more than a character.
Yes, I'm aware.
Well, if you want to go to Egypt, the Pinhu Foundation will probably fund the fuck out of that thing.
But would we be under any obligation to bring back anything that then belongs to the Pinhu Foundation?
We'll work all that out.
We have our own funding, but thank you. If you would like to be sponsored by the Pinhu Foundation, that is your prerogative.
Oh dear, I am the Pinhu Foundation.
There's the self-ingrained. Grandstanding. Would you like to go to the Tower of London with us tomorrow?
You're looking for more ghost stories,
then. Have you been to the World's Fair?
The British Exhibition. Great British Exhibition.
I've not.
Empire. But
I just got back into town after being gone for about 2-4 weeks.
Where were you off to?
You were on holiday.
Someone holiday.
Where?
South of France.
I need specific.
Yes.
Unless there are any other relevant conversations to have with Professor Graham.
We're going to invite him to the Tower of London with us tomorrow.
What sure. are you good at?
Well, archaeology.
We're footing an expedition here. We want to know where your expertise might come in handy. Maybe we could use another person.
Can you read hieroglyphics?
Can you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
What else have you got?
Can you read French?
We got a book in French. You want to read it?
You're
it's
in.
It's real creepy.
You're in.
Before we hand it to you, though, How sane are you?
On a scale from 1 to 100.
Somewhere around 65.
Pretty fair.
You're in.
That's double mine.
I didn't think you could read hieroglyphics. You just got high on an Arabic roll.
Yes.
Yeah, yours was specifically Arabic. Mine is specifically hieroglyphics. Oh,
that's right.
Shut up, Jeff.
Jeff listens to the show.
Hey, it's not shut up, Jasmine, for once, so.
Anything else you'd like to do on the evening of the 9th, or are you going back to the Waldorf?
Do we want to try to go to the Blue Pyramid?
We literally have someone investigating that for us right now. Because I love using our NPCs.
We do?
The concierge.
No, he wasn't able to get anything.
I asked him to look into it and get back to me on what it would take.
Oh, right.
Were you paying attention at all?
No.
I don't think so.
You are going way more British.
I know, and I have been trying to reverse it all night.
And by all night, she means the last hour.
No, I successfully reversed it for the first hour.
And we can try to get into the Blue Pyramid. But
sure. I mean, are you going back to the Waldorf to find out information, or are you just going to the Blue Pyramid?
I need an outfit change if we're going to go out for the night.
Yeah. If you're going to go to the Blue Pyramid, you probably do.
Probably, yeah. Need to gussy up.
It's black tie, mate.
Got an extra?
I do.
Bring it.
Sure. Okay.
Wardrobe change!
Sure. You dress for the evening. Do you approach the desk?
Certainly.
Yes. How can I help you?
I was just checking in on any information.
Oh, of course. Please, yes. I did call the club. It appears that the Blue Pyramid Club is open from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. every night. It does require membership. However, it appears that membership is only £5.
Delightful.
And as most clubs, an existing member may sign in guests for the evening.
So we only have to pay £5 so we can get us.
It is located at 12B Mirrored Street in Soho.
Mirrored, like mired?
M-E-A-R-D. 12B Mirrored Street.
I don't believe that's a real street.
Hey, Owen, you think I should wear a hat?
Yes, and it must be a stovepipe.
I mean, I don't know how... What kind of coif are you sporting?
You got a hole in your hat, you know that?
It's all the rage.
I'm assuming rolling into a club with a Rough Rider's hat's probably not a...
Well,
you're from out of town.
I understand not wearing that hat.
Mirrored That's the only Street, hat that I wear.
Do you need a hat?
Yeah. Mirrored Street is a street in Soho, London. It runs roughly east to west between Wardour Street and the west and to the west and Dean Street to the east.
No, this is me asking you if wearing a hat's going to cause problems, and I won't wear a hat.
Oh.
You're the credit rating guy.
I would not wear your hat, no.
Okay. Thanks. Anybody see any hat shops along the way?
There are They're several called haberdasheries.
Haberdasheries.
To the Kingsman.
No. Haberdashery is accessories, not hats. That's a milliner.
She's actually right.
Thank you.
Do you actually know that, or are you just agreeing?
No, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Haberdashery is ribbons and trims and lace and buttons. A milliner makes hats.
We don't need somebody who makes hats. We need somebody who sells hats.
They do that too.
Which are Caps accessories.
Hey, new guy.
Yes, but they don't fall under
haberdashery. Mind coming with me to the hat shop? I don't know what local fashion's like. Could use it maybe other places.
He comes back with a cabbie cap.
I didn't send him.
A millinery is women's hat.
I wasn't wrong.
You also weren't right.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he can take you around to find some high fashion.
Thanks, old
bespoke John. Fashion.
Right. I have a second hat now.
Everyone except for the professor make me a die roll.
Professor, hold this.
Why?
Thank you. Because I don't want to fold it back up. I'm still looking at it.
12 out of 20.
12's a good roll.
Does everybody include
71.
Me?
No.
71. 12. We don't get to play. 12 is a very good roll. Let me make sure.
Make that a 28, jackass. I rolled a d20.
Oh, okay.
You just said a die roll.
See? I'm not the only one.
For God's sake.
What did you get on the d100?
12 out of
I got 28. 20.
28. Okay. Are you on your way to...
I rolled a 1. Op 1.
That's a d4, you idiot.
So you're all off to Mirrored Street, to the Blue Pyramid Club, correct?
Duh.
Yes.
Did you learn Russian?
As you're moving out and about the street, maybe taking the underground or something else, we'll say it's now late evening, 8, 9 o'clock, something like that. Owen, you get an uncomfortable feeling.
We're being watched.
And you swear that those two guys who got off the train with you have now followed you for 3 straight turns.
How far of a walk do we have yet to go?
You're almost there.
I'll just continue to walk, and I will, kind of just whisper everybody, I think we're being followed.
Bugger.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.